Welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Hafiz Hamza. He's the chief editor of Swara Magazine, and we're here at the Tintabudi bookstore in the Cheongsan building in Kampong Atap. Hafiz, you're the third person I'm going to be speaking to about the journal. Perhaps we can shift more. I wanted to focus on the question of language and a market for not just the language of a Malay journal, but a Malay journal of opinion and essay. And so what is, for you, have you learned over the last year and a half, your audience? Who's your audience? What do they want? And why is it that they want to read it in Bahasa?
I think for me, personally, because when you talk about Bahasa Melayu produce, apa, production in terms of penerbitan yang ada, for a long time, kita ada pendapat bahawa Bahasa Melayu punya penggunaan ataupun penerbitan tu selalu berada dekat grade yang rendah. Kalau as compared kalau English misalnya, itu kita sedar waktu kita mula Swara, kita memang nak address benda ni. But having said that, kita tak adalah nak letakkan satu stand, apa, satu cara Melayu yang keras, yang tinggi sampai orang tak faham. So I guess untuk saya sendiri, kenapa kita nak buat benda ni, kita nak orang rasa like belong balik to the language itself. Bukan hanya orang Melayu, tapi kita as a Malaysia. Sebab guna Bahasa Melayu, penggunaan dia untuk saya, saya tengok sangat bermasalah. Kalau saya boleh trace back, kalau a few years back, cara penggunaan atau orang consume Bahasa Melayu ni dalam imagination orang, satu, oleh digunakan oleh politician dan dipick up oleh media massa, dan itu yang dikonsum oleh ramai orang. Kedua, kalau lately dengan media sosial ni, budak-budak muda guna, cara mereka gunakan Bahasa Melayu sangat yang kolokial lah, rendah apa semua. Tapi untuk kita, kita sedar gap ni dan kita nak fill in the gap. So ada Bahasa Melayu, cara penggunaannya yang sangat apa, sangat boleh distort, dipiuhkan dan boleh digunakan untuk satu hal yang lebih. Saya tak suka guna word serious ni, tapi itulah kegunaan yang lebih. Nak kata akademik tak, kita half akademik, tapi kita like enjoy like to push the Bahasa Melayu macam mana nak guna dia dalam cara yang paling imaginative lah, I would say.
Yeah, so that's very interesting because it actually is a challenge for me as an English reader, somebody who reads primarily English, yet I could access it. So a piece about Malaysian migrants in Australia, the Swan Hill piece, is written very simply. It's by a photojournalist, very descriptive. Really no problems with that. Rahmat Harun's work, essay on Avroko, was much more literary. His language, because I was constantly reaching for friends and saying, what does this mean, you know? So ada kiasannya, ada dan maybe words that you don't normally encounter in ordinary speech. How do you make that balance between? Because it's very attractive. I mean, it's one of the attractive things, I think, about the journal.
I think kalau you sendiri pun bila baca dan you ada rasa keperluan untuk tengok, to look up for the words, I think kita partly dah achieve what we are trying to do lah. Because I think untuk Bahasa Melayu diterima balik, kita nak break all the barriers tu lah. Sebab tu dalam Swara, kita tak hanya tumpukan semua yang agak bahasa yang agak stiff essay, yang mostly panjang tapi tak adalah yang keras sangat. Semua yang, I would say, kita letak satu style yang kita rasa orang, paling tidak pun orang nak. Bila, kalaupun dia tak faham, tapi dia still can go beyond that. Dia bukan macam, the whole essay, tak faham lah apa dia cakap. No. Cara lenggok dia, cara words yang kita pakai, cara kita edit the whole thing untuk jadi interesting, narrative-wise. Itu yang kita rasa yang kekuatan yang mengikat keseluruhan tu, like you said, all this Swan Hill apa semua, is the cerita dia lah, narrative kan. So that's, we realise itu kita nak gunakan sebagai pillar, and then the rest kita nak try to experiment and push the boundaries lah.
Right. So what is, tell us a bit about the mix of formats within the journal, because there are essays. I think there was the last issue opened with a short story. Actually, I wasn't quite sure whether it was a short story or it was a memoir, but tell us about that. I mean, between literary fiction and then the more reportage, journalistic work.
I think again for me, that's to show how apa kepelbagaian lah, cara nak gunakan Bahasa Melayu. So saya tak rasa dia hanya sesuai untuk sastra. So basically biasa orang cakap Bahasa Melayu is sastra yang sangat keras, sangat tertutup, sangat terpencil. Now dengan Swara tak, kita nak pakai Bahasa Melayu tapi kita nak address benda yang lain, benda yang lebih besar, benda yang lebih menarik lah, idea ataupun sejarah kita as a whole lah. Dan kita nak bawa kita nak orang rasa, ramai orang rasa yang kita part of this lah, melalui Bahasa Melayu. Kita tak nak Bahasa Melayu hanya tersekat ataupun terpencil hanya untuk orang yang Melayu. Sebab kita terlampau divided in a way, kan? Termasuk dalam imagination kita pun. So it, for me that's problematic lah. Dengan cara kita dikotak-kotakkan hidup dalam society sekarang. So now with bahasa Melayu kita nak pecahkan itu, nak fluidkan dia.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the reception. Have you gotten feedback from your readers and apa yang mereka kata?
Earlier on, I think yes, banyak sebenarnya. Banyak orang concern tentang bahasa, tentang tata bahasa, tentang apa semua. But to me, it is a good thing sebab satu hal je lah. Tak kisah dia kritik atau dia suka. It shows that, oh, betul-betul orang pay attention. At least people are pay attention. Walaupun dengan cara kita bergerak yang kecil, kita tak ada modal apa semua, to us, that's really meaningful lah.
So, Dewan Bahasa Pustaka is calling you saying, why do you use the language like this? Or?
Tak ada call macam tu, but I think there are few apa situation yang kita dipanggil meeting apa semua. Bukan untuk marah ke apa. Just, I think dia awal pun tengok siapa orang ni yang buat benda-benda ni kan. So, kita nak kenal dia. Kenapa dia out of nowhere, siapa-siapa yang tak kenal, tapi kita manage to put up things like this and consistent. Itu paling, I think yang penting Suara buat is ada consistency itulah.
Yeah. So okay, in the upcoming issue, yes, or your latest issue, do you have anything about in literary formats that reflect the NEP or the Dasar Kebudayaan Nasional?
If you're talking about short stories atau apa-apa literature yang on that subject, no. But I think we always write on the idea atau untuk revisit benda-benda yang kita rasa penting lah. So and these upcoming issues memang I think sedikit I would say sedikit berat in the sense of subject dia sebab mungkin bukan semua orang suka di EB and also Dasar Kebudayaan, tapi for Suara kita rasa now, especially now with this whole thing kan, political apa semua ni, is a important time for us to reflect and at least to really understand apa yang dah jadi 50 tahun lepas and to tengok kita kat mana sekarang, and penting lah untuk set the course for another 50 years maybe. But dia bukan nak set apa-apa. For us, kita nak cucuk biar orang bercakap dan bincang balik. Kalau yang belum pernah dengar Dasar Kebudayaan apa ni, Fiz, baca at least this to start with. And then you have all other readings to explore lah.
Thank you so much, Hafiz, for being with me.
Thank you.
Okay, so that concludes this show. I've been speaking to Badrul Hisham Ismail, just Hafiz Hamza, and of course Nazir Harith Fadilah at the Tinta Budi bookstore here in the Cheongsan building at Kampong Atap. That's all I have for you this week of Let's Talk, only on Astro Awani.